Good evening, folks. My name is Michael Cox, and welcome to the Heart Work Podcast. So today, we have a new special guest. Very special guest. My youngest son is in the house. I know him as James Ray, but better known as James.
Hello.
You want to tell me about yourself? James is our youngest son, but tell him what you like, what you're into, whatever.
Well, obviously, I'm James. 14 years old. I just like hanging out with my friends, playing basketball with them, at church, serving, goofing around with my friends and my brothers, having a good time with them.
Okay. So you got lucky to be the first one on the podcast. Luck of the draw, not having a job. So you...
Yeah.
So here he is. So today, I just wanted to bring on, you know, you all have heard me talk about my kids, my family, and I just wanted you all to hear from their perspective. And so James is up first. To just tell you a little bit about life with us and some experiences. And so we're going to do our best just to share some details about life in general, talk about marriage, what you think about marriage, about family, all those different things that have happened within our home. So really is what we're talking about, what we're going to hit on specifically. So one of the questions I'd ask everybody, James, that comes onto my podcast, I usually ask people, how do they know they're loved and how do they know they're safe? So within the context of our family, what does feeling loved or not, I guess, look like? And like, what does it feel like to be safe, or how do you know you're safe in our house?
Basically the time and work you put in to be like in my life, and basically having the just the strength, like you're always in, you and mom are always there. You're at football games, you're at practices. Like, it's been multiple times where we're just at the table, a whole family, we're speaking, we're talking. And in that, feeling loved, but also kind of feeling safe because you have people that you are normally talking to. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not about serious things, you're still talking to them. Okay. And you can get that basically what you need to say across without feeling like you can't.
Okay. So feeling open to be able to talk.
Yes.
Okay. So are there ever times where you maybe don't feel that way in our house, or?
For the most part, no. Mainly when I feel that I can't open up about something, it's either I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it or just nervous to say and what the outcome might be.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably like typical teenagers, like if you've done something wrong, you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. You don't tell anybody about it. So I'm going to give y'all a little heads up. James really didn't get any of the information. He didn't get any of the content ahead of time. I really wanted this to be as about as raw as we can make it. Made the promise not to bring up anything embarrassing. So we won't do that. But so just wanted you to be able to openly share and it not be something that felt like it was prompted or anything like that. So in that, you know, we do obviously do our very best to try to make sure that our home is healthy, that it's safe and those kind of things. But we know we're not perfect, right? So when it comes to conflict, before we do that, so you are the youngest, you have a different perspective because you're the youngest kiddo in the house, so basically the youngest person in the house. What is your perspective about personalities? Like, it comes to personalities in the house. How would you identify our personalities?
I'd say me, I'm like the most mixture out of everybody.
Okay.
I can at some points be very quiet, mm-hmm. and at some points be very loud. I feel like you're always...
You're mostly loud when it comes around Joseph.
Yes. yes. People that I know, mm-hmm. I get pretty loud.
Yeah.
But when it comes to you, I feel like you're very on top of things. You are the personality that if something needs to get done, it's going to get done. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you are really good at interacting with me, Joseph, Josiah. Just really like... in there having fun with us in times to come, but for the most part you're just on basically on it when it comes to...
So basically, you say I'm the taskmaster in the house, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. Joseph, out of us three brothers, most, not personality, but most energetic,
yeah,
likes to talk, very talkative, basically. He likes to talk.
He's got the gift of gab.
Yeah. Josiah, out of us three, definitely the quietest. But when you get to his certain topics, he'll spring out.
He's going to be on it, yeah.
He'll be on it. But then mom, it's where Joseph gets his talk ability. Mom loves to be social.
He just called you out, Coloma, by the way.
Yes, mom loves to be social. There's multiple times where we are at church or at somewhere public, she'll stop and talk to a random person for 30 minutes. So that's basically it when it comes to personalities.
Yeah. I would agree. But it's, I don't know, lately, it's kind of when we leave church, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, maybe sometimes you're waiting on me.
Well, that might be the fact that she's talked to everybody that she can.
Taken care of.
Yes.
Yep. So it's a good mixer. I would agree. You're a good mix when it comes to maybe my mom's personality, different folks. I would also describe you as someone that you kind of, you contemplate, you really think about like your answers. You really think about if you're going to engage, you've really put a lot of thought into it before you're going to give the answer. And so there's usually a lot of intention behind it when it comes to talking or engaging. Of course, you can still be a 14-year-old kid and do all that kind of stuff too. But I think it's when it comes to whenever we talk about stuff or whenever you bring it up, I can tell you've thought about it. And it's not been something that just like came off the cuff. It was something you've thought about for a while. Would that be about accurate?
Yeah, very accurate.
And I think it's probably true about all y'all, but like Joseph is just going to talk. We got to say that, right? And Josiah's probably thought about it a little bit. But it's usually got with Josiah, we all see that when he comes on. Josiah usually has got a movie quote to go with it or something like that when it comes to personality. So what would you say? And I know we don't, like our house isn't crazy when it comes to conflict or anything like that. But what would you say when it comes to conflict in our house? How can you tell that something's going on or maybe there's a little tension? Can you tell? What can you tell when there's conflict in our house?
Honestly, it's rare that we do. But you always feel the tension. It might not be the fact that where someone's yelling at somebody, but if you disagree, I feel like a lot of us, something that we all personally have in like,
You're rocking.
Oh, but that we all personality wise have in common is if we have a conflict, sometimes we like to be quiet about it. That we don't want to basically, not that we can't speak about it. It's just when a conflict comes up, we might just be quiet about it and not let it spew out.
So it's like, are you saying it's because I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I think if someone has an issue with someone in our house, you talk about it. But like if it's like if me and mom or if something with me and your brother, you're not jumping in, like you wouldn't jump into that because it's not any of your business.
Yes.
Right. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not that we don't have conflict in the house because it happens, but it's not that everybody has to be in on it. It's we respect each other's privacy, I guess, is what you're saying. Okay. I would agree with that. And so can you think of any times where I've given a couple examples even on the podcast? Can you think of any instances between you and I in the past when it came to conflict? And we'll talk about how did we resolve that. But can you think of I've got a couple, but what can you think of?
The only one I can really think about right now is with my phone. I'm always on my phone. Most of the time I'm on my phone. Having my phone in my room is probably the last conflict we've had. Mm-hmm. It's really the only thing I can think about.
It's been a while. So that's kind of an ongoing, that happens between parents all the time. All right, you get off your phone or whatever it might be. What do you remember? So we've said this on, and folks, if you want to go back and check it out on previous episodes, even talked about like the first or second episode, but do you remember when you were playing select soccer? And that time I was asking you about practice. Are you practicing enough? And then we get to practice.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. You want me go into detail what happened?
What from your perspective, what was happening?
From my perspective, honestly, I just felt butthurt. Like my pride got into, I just felt prideful. basically what happened was that we were talking to my friend and his dad, which his dad's like the coach. Head coach of the whole organization. And he was talking about to my friend's dad on how, he's not really been pushing it. He's not been on it. And honestly, I got a little, like, basically I said butt hurt. And even though I wasn't, I got almost mad at him for, like,
him being me, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, about saying that in front of somebody else.
Yeah.
And not, like, telling me beforehand.
Yeah, yep, yep. So, it's been, like, that's what, almost 4 years ago. It's been a while. Maybe not that long, but part of what I told everybody else that I don't know that you and I've talked a whole lot about is how, remember we went to Sonic afterwards and we talked about it? Do you remember we were talking through and I shut down? Like, we were kind of talking back and forth and I just was like, I just stopped talking. Do you remember that?
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. So back in the story, I'll go back and look at it in previous episodes. Basically what happened was we were talking back and forth and I just stopped talking. And you said, Dad, I hate when you do that. And I said, do what? And you're like, when you shut down, we're just trying to talk. You may not remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So in that, the reason I say that is because conflict for us doesn't mean that yelling, there's no hitting, all that kind of stuff that's happening, but being able to talk through issues, right? And being able to talk through things. And so we don't have to go into any of those details, but I feel like you've come to me for some things when you want to talk about specific things. And so I think it's really good, but we were able to, in that instance, to resolve, right? Yeah. To be able to get to conclusion. But most importantly, what I was telling the audience about that instance was you were exemplifying what I'm teaching people all the time, right? Of how to self-regulate. You were like, Dad, I'm just simply trying to talk to you, and you shut down. And that was you at 11, whatever old you were doing that, regulating. That was you doing it, right? And so I've used that example a couple of times back and forth with people about what can happen in relationships and home when conflict happens. So would you say basically when it comes to maybe tension or conflict or those kind of things, folks handle it with who needs to be in the in the conversation?
Yes.
Okay. In our house. What are some of your favorite moments? Like when we, as a family, I can, like, last week, what was it? What night was that when we were all sitting around at the table and just laughing about random stuff?
Yeah. It was last week. Just talking about grammar and spelling. Obviously, I am dyslexic, so hard time spelling words. And me and my brother Joseph, we talk, I wouldn't say proper English. When it comes to words,
y'all speak something, but I don't know if we call it proper English at all.
We either make up our own word or say "yeah" in the middle of a sentence, like a filler word. Mm-hmm. And we were basically talking about how my English teacher, she was speaking normal English. It didn't sound right to me because it just didn't sound normal because I've been around people that don't speak proper English. So that was a very funny moment. One of, like, another moment that's core moments with me and you, specifically me and you, is climbing the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. I'm sure people love to hear that.
Yeah. So 2 years
ago? Almost three now.
Almost three. So we went to Colorado. As a family went up and climbed like a small little hike, maybe like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And I was like, we went back down. I was like, is that it? I was like, we stopped. We stopped like midway through us getting to where our like Airbnb or wherever we're going to stay and went for like 10 minutes. I thought we were going to have a whole hike. And I was like, is that it? And then I saw people on this mountain next to us, which is a way harder climb, on the top of the mountain. I was like, Dad, can we go do that? So we did.
You're making it sound a little like it was on the top. It was right at the Continental Divide where we are. And so it is, and it was still snow on the mountain. So we had to go up and you had to walk jagged because it wasn't a straight way up. So go ahead.
So it's basically a zigzag, like you said, jagged. But in the middle of the paths, they were covered in snow. Mm-hmm. We did not have the right shoes on to get across that snow. So we got past the first and second one, came to the third one, and we were not able to get across because of our shoes, obviously. So we got halfway. Then we was like, okay, this is getting too dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we stopped there. Maybe next year we'll conquer it. Mm-hmm. And basically it ended up on the way back down, we weren't able to get past it. So we had to slide down to the next level. Little sketchy, but hey.
But, you know, right now we think back to it, but both of us were scared.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was something where it could have been where we could have actually slid down and not in a good way the mountain. And so it was a really scary part. But I really appreciated, like, in that moment, having to make a decision as a dad to be like, hey, son, we can't continue because this is dangerous.
Yeah.
And literally we were less than, 50 yards at the most from the top. I mean, we were right there, really trying to go. And so something I enjoy that we get to do is being outdoors, right?
Yeah.
And getting to do stuff like that and getting outside and hanging out and doing those different things. And so real quick, just to shift a little bit, I don't know if you remember a few years ago when we talked about, I had been reading this book or listened to this podcast or something, I don't know exactly what it was, by Dr. Tony Evans. And he had talked about how he gives this, and I did this on one of our podcasts, but he talked about how he kind of gave this challenge to his boys about talking to them about getting excited about being fathers, being excited about being future husbands. And so I came home. This is about when I bought y'all those Bibles. Remember the newest Bibles that y'all got?
Yeah.
And we had talked through that. And so what do you remember for that, for one? And if you don't remember, when you start thinking about what you see in me as a father, what you see with me and my engagement with your mom, like what does that make you think about your future when it comes to wanting to be married, not wanting to be married, marriage in general? What do you think?
I'm gonna be honest, don't remember it.
These great moments that I had with my son, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember it, but when it comes to marriage, I just want to thank y'all for having such a good example. Obviously, y'all aren't perfect, but the example that I've seen so far is just unimaginable compared to other people's their situations, but y'all's example of how y'all interact with each other, y'all stay calm even through conflict. Like, I specifically remember some time that me and my brother were arguing, and my mom was like, you don't see me and your dad yelling at each other like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, me and my brother will yell at each other for no reason. That's just us being brothers. But the realization with when she said that of, like, your partner, you need to talk things out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't keep it deep under in that just hatred.
Mm-hmm.
You talk it out and you really just find a solution that will fit both, or just scratch the whole thing and move on with it. And that's just an example that y'all have, like, really been good at giving.
Okay, cool. I didn't pay him for that, but but when you think about it, like, is there, like, do you see yourself one day wanting to be married and being a father?
Yes, obviously. The big part, I obviously marriage, but I do really want to have kids. Having that connection just between me and you, I want that myself, and the POV of a father.
I'm not crying. That's good, man. So, you know, it's in that because, you know, we've talked a little bit about how, you know, my parents were married for 40 something years before Papa passed away. Grandma, Nana and Wello were married for a long time. I can't remember exactly how long it was before Wello passed away. And so, you know, it's been there, but, you know, it takes work, right, to be able to do that. And so, one, I appreciate you talking about that. We're not perfect by any means, but also that you've seen and that's something that you want in that. What would you say when it comes to your future, James? What does that look like? What do you see your future being?
Obviously, I mean, at this moment, gone through a different, like, job, career ideas, but haven't specifically locked onto one. But definitely in that moment, it depends on if I have kids, if I have a wife in future, James, is that relationship between me and my kid, son or daughter, being very strong.
Yeah. Well, something we haven't hit on that I think is an extremely important part of your life, our life. Where do you spend most of your time? Where are we mostly at?
Church.
All right. So what do you want people to know about your faith, what you do in church? What do you want people to know about that?
I am a Christian. That I like a lot of people, I'm not gonna get crazy into it, but that it's almost a label nowadays. And I like that label is not I'm a Christian, but I'm a child of God or a son of God. I serve in the kids basically every Sunday, scheduled or not. I just love it. That's the thing why I want to have kids, because that connection, just being in there, mm-hmm. not obviously it's not as tight as me and you, mm-hmm. but having that POV basically, mm-hmm. of I'm caring for this child, yeah. even if it's for not even 2 hours. It's just a very cool experience. But at the same time, you have those kids where, okay, I might not want to have kids.
Yeah.
Too soon.
It's good birth control.
Yes.
Good birth control.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is what it's, what y'all need to know is James came out to serve. Like, you're part of the reason. I don't know if we've shared this with you. You're a lot of the reason why we're at Victory City.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. You have. So when we started coming, y'all basically gave me option to either go in service with y'all or go into the kids wing. At this time, I was in third grade. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. I loved the environment. I loved obviously learning, but like just people playing around in the church really struck it for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when we left, I remember telling them, I want to come back. I want this was really fun.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we went back and we've been back ever since.
Yes.
And you, I remember being upset because you couldn't serve. You were like, your brothers were getting a chance to go to youth group and you couldn't because you were too young.
Yeah. At the time it was like, you had to be like a certain age instead of what grade you're in. And at the time I was in fifth grade and all my brothers were ahead of me and they were in youth group and I was sitting upstairs while they were having youth group feeling left out. But I was like, at the time I really wanted to go, really had those connections. But just at the same time, it just felt like I wanted to be there. I wanted to serve. Yeah. I wanted to take that next step, basically.
Yeah. And so James, you call yourself one of the OGs of the kids ministry.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Being there from third grade all the way to switching wings, switching classrooms, third grade to now where I'm serving, I'm not just sitting in service as a kid.
Yeah. So just to put it out there, like we have a huge youth group, but we have a number of young people that are working in our kids area. Now when I say OG, you were one of the first kids, right? Yeah. To go in, you would literally from sixth grade, like I'm ready to jump in and get after it. And so I say that because I think it's one of those things that's important to know that y'all's faith, and something that's probably the biggest thing that's most, me and your mom are most proud of, is your faith is yours. Yes. Like you hopefully have seen it in me and your mom, and we've taught that. But one of the biggest level of pride I could ever have is that y'all have made the choice to follow Christ.
Yes.
And are leading that way through what you do with your friends, school, different places. So to kind of close this out, if you could give a charge to parents, like when it comes to parents, like what, from a kid's perspective, what do you think parents need to hear? Or what challenge would you give to parents from your perspective?
Really be in tune with them, like be on the same, basically book, same page, that when it comes to faith, not even just faith, but when it comes to conflict, when it comes just to your child's life, are you forcing them to be what you want them to be in faith or even school, or sometimes it comes to grades, or are you letting them basically pave out what they want to do, but still keeping them in check when they veer off?
All right, folks. You heard it from James, our youngest, and giving feedback. I'm telling you, there's some conversations we have. This is the depth of where this young man goes, and so I'm very proud of him. If you want to know more, check us out on all of our different socials. Go to the website, themichaelcox.com. You can check it out. But also, in the coming weeks, you're going to get to hear from my other two sons, Josiah and Joseph, so check it out there as well. Again, check us out, subscribe on YouTube, and follow us on all the socials. Thanks.